Here we will explore the true facts about Mark Bendinelli, CFA. Mark Bendinelli's weaknesses are what you'd expect from an Italian stallion. He has an uncontrollable hunger for Skittles and an unwavering love of kittens. Yes, rainbow-flavored candy and fluffy little kittens will bring this macho man to his knees. Of course, once on his knees, Mark Bendinelli's underdeveloped calf muscles prevent him from standing up. Poor Mark, forced to stay on the floor with fluffy kittens. So imagine a macho bodybuilding Italian carrying a basket of kittens in a land of rainbow candy. Because that is how Mark Bendinelli do.
Partially true.
Who's the macho man?
Nick, you're Italian too, right? I took offense to that,
but then they said the macho part. I didn't know who they were talking about anymore.
That's called the stallion.
You need to word those calves out, buddy.
I try, man.
This is a money talk show. This is money talks.
I think we got off track for a second there.
Most respected money show on radio. Good job, Mark.
That's appropriate because isn't the Kentucky Derby this weekend?
Yeah. That is pretty cool. That fits right in.
Yep. So we also had a good question from our friend. I guess he's our friend since he listens to the show, right?
Kelvin
from Atlanta.
We'll count him as a friend.
Yep. And
he says, how do you determine the percentage of your portfolio stock makes up? Is it the number of stocks, the price of the stock, the amount compared to the sector, or some other variable? It was hard to tell. I guess we had a little bit of a debate as to what it was he was asking, so we'll answer two questions here. First of all, if it's just a math issue, you're asking how much does a specific security make up of your portfolio, you just take the total amount of the mm-hmm. security and divide it by the total amount of your portfolio.
The total dollar amount,
exactly, yeah. So anyway, if that is not your question, which I assume it may not be, and I have a much longer answer for the other portion of it, basically, we look, if you're trying to determine how much when you're making your portfolio investment decisions, if you're trying to determine how much of a position you should hold within a single security within your portfolio, we look at quite a few things. Number one, all of our investments are benchmarked, usually against the S&P 500. It's the most common benchmark. So you can look and see how much of the security that you're going to buy is held within the S&P 500. Now, very seldom do any of ours meet that, but maybe if you're not going to match it stock for stock versus the S&P 500, which would make you hold a whole lot of stocks. You can look at the sectors within the S&P 500. There's 10 of them. We talk about them all the time: industrials, consumer mm-hmm. discretionary stocks like that. I mean, sectors like that. And you can determine how many of the stocks within those sectors you're going to purchase, and you weight them accordingly. Obviously, if you're going to have 10% in financials, just for instance, and you held five securities, you might equal weight them or not. So you'd have 2% or some other differing amount. But one thing that we do usually recommend is not to hold a position over 5% of your portfolio in a single position. There are times that we might do that or might recommend you do that. If you're holding an ETF, it probably makes sense or a mutual fund. Because within those particular securities, it's more diversified. They hold a lot of different things. They might have 20 to 50, or if you're holding the ETF for the S&P 500, it'd be 500 securities probably that you have at least some exposure to. So, there are a lot of things that go into that decision.
Yeah, and building a portfolio, the most important thing to do is to be diversified.
Right.
And there's some old adages from academia. When we went to school at Kennesaw, get a finance degree. What's the book by Riley? Fundamentals of Investment. He had this thing where he said to get 90% of diversification of unsystematic risk, you need to own 15 to 18 stocks. To get any higher than that, you got to add stocks to it. Right. You know, at 15-18 stocks, that's probably too high of a concentration, in our opinion.
Yeah.
In your portfolio. Oh, absolutely. So yeah. I mean, we go up to about 50 to 55.
Right.
Stocks in our core portfolio.
Right.
And from there, we do exactly what you said. We go down to the sector level and right. figure out how much we want in each sector and
sure.
thus the number of stocks in each sector. But to have a high percentage in one stock does indicate that you have higher conviction in that stock.
Absolutely.
You have to keep that in mind.
A lot of times right. we'll see that when someone's employed. They own a lot of stock in their own employer.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
it's in their 401k plan. They invest in Coca-Cola, and they put a lot of their money in Coca-Cola because they work for them and they know the company, so there's this
sure.
familiarity bias.
Yeah.
But you just want to be careful not to put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because if the stock struggles, the company struggles,
the retirement fund struggles.
The retirement fund struggles.
Even great companies. Great companies.
Exactly.
That's absolutely
and you
true.
Could be out of a job. And we're not saying Coke is a fantastic company.
But it
right.
stayed down for almost 7 years below,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
below
true,
88.
Yeah. So you
yeah.
just want to make sure that you diversify.
Diversified.
And
right.
really, no more than 5. And some people may do 10. So no mm-hmm. more than that. Really just diversify.
Yeah.
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 yeah
it keeps you from being subjected to the ill fates of one particular company or one particular man, maybe even if the CEO has a problem
yeah.
and, you know, the stock gets beaten up for it. It happens.
And generally speaking, more stocks mean less volatility.
That's
true. If you have a diversified yep. portfolio, moves
absolutely,
with the market
yeah.
or you know, on either up or downside.
Yeah, and that's not to say that you don't have to own companies or that every company you own has to be in the S&P
yeah.
500. There's quite often times that we hold plenty of securities that aren't in any of the benchmarks that we have that mark our portfolios. There's a lot of good companies out there that
yeah.
are high financial strength and safety that that aren't held in the S&P 500.
Yep, yep. So hopefully that answers your question. If not, email us and we'll elaborate more. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back for the last segment of Money Talks. Talk to you in a minute.
How can it be permissible?
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.